Great. Right on time here. Okay, our next presentation will be made by Maldir Orozali, and she will speak today, identification of SSR markers and QTL for calcium content and seed hardness of soybean. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Shannon. Good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to present my research entitled Identification of Quantitative Trait Loci for Calcium Content and Seed Hardness of Soybean. In my presentation, I will give brief introduction, followed by objectives of my studies, materials and methods, results and conclusions. As we know, soybean production has been growing over years, and those millions of bushels of soybeans has been used for soybean crush, for livestock, oil production, and many more. Due to the nutraceutical implications, demands for soy food has been growing. There are two major classes of soy food, whole soy food and cracked soy food. Whole soy food, such as soy nuts, natto or fermented soybeans, edamame or vegetable soybeans. Cracked soy food includes soy milk, tofu or soybean curd, soy sauce, and all of these products require seeds with certain characteristics, such as high protein, high sugar. Certain seed size, like natto, requires small seeds, and edamame requires large seeds. And also, they require seeds with light colors, with low calcium, and soft-seeded, because the seeds with higher calcium content tend to be harder, which is not desirable. And when they cost stone seeds, they will cost extra when we have to remove them, which is why objectives of my study were identify new SSR markers and the QTLs for calcium content and seed hardness of soybean, and confirm previously reported SSRs and QTLs for these traits, and identify correlation between these two traits. For this purpose, I used parents with two contrasting traits. Parent 1, soft-seeded with low calcium, 300 newtons for hardness and 0.2% for calcium content. And parent 2 had hard seeds with higher calcium content, 500 newtons for seed hardness and 0.3% for calcium. I developed population using those two parents, and crosses were made in 2007 spring in a greenhouse. Then F1 plants were planted in field in 2007 summer. And F2 plants and F2-3 lines were grown in winter nursery in Costa Rica. And F2-4 lines were planted in 2008 summer in two locations, Fayetteville and Kaiser, with two replications. And F2-5 lines were planted in 2009 summer, again in Fayetteville and Kaiser, with two replications. For parent and for progeny genotyping, I used trifoliate leaves of soybeans and extracted DNA, and they were screened for markers. First, I screened for parents for markers. The ones that were polymorphic were used for progeny genotyping. So a total of 446 SSR markers from 20 linkage groups of soybean were used to screen parent 1 and 2, and 105 of them showed polymorphism, which I considered to use for progeny. Using those 105 polymorphic SSR markers, they were scored according to their genotype. This is the example of one marker, like parent 1 having lower band B and parent 2 having upper band A, and the progeny having different bands, either like parent 1 having B or like parent 2 like A, or being heterozygous having AB, both bands. So they were scored according to their genotype. For phenotypic data, I used seeds from each replication, from each location, Fayetteville and Kaiser, from 2008 and 2009. Then they were used for calcium content analysis and seed hardness. For hardness analysis, I used 30 grams of uniform seeds and soaked overnight. Then they were pressure cooked in 250 Fahrenheit in an autoclave with 15 pounds per square inch pressure for 20 minutes. Then they were cooled down and they were tested for hardness using texture analyzer. The maximum force used to compress cooked beans in newtons determined as seed hardness. For calcium analysis, I used 10 grams of seeds from each replication, and they were grinded to obtain fine powder. Then they were analyzed for calcium content using spectral series. For data analysis, I used SAS software for initial marker detection and JAMP to analyze phenotypic data, JoyMap to develop a population linkage map, and QTL cartographer to identify QTLs. Seed hardness data showed a normal distribution among years in 2008 and 2009 in every location, Fayetteville and Kaiser. The combining seed hardness data with genotypic data, I found these 8 SSR markers from linkage groups I, J, and M to be associated with seed hardness. These markers were associated with this trait in every location in every year. That's why they were used for combined data analysis that I'm presenting here. I also identified new QTL from linkage group J for seed hardness with linked markers SATT547, SATT414, and they with low score of 4.5, it explains 32% of phenotypic variation. This is the location of new QTL I found between these two markers. So for seed hardness, I found 4 SSR markers from linkage group J and 3 SSR markers from linkage group I. I also identified new QTL from linkage group J for seed hardness. And for calcium, population also showed normal distribution in both years and locations. Again, combining calcium data with molecular data, I found these 8 SSR markers from different linkage groups, A2, D1A, I, and J, to be associated with calcium content. Again, these markers showed association every year and location. That's why they were used for combined data analysis. So for calcium content, I found 8 SSR markers from 4 different linkage groups of soybean, and I also confirmed previously reported SSR marker, SAT377, on linkage group A2 that was linked with calcium QTL1 that was reported by Zhang. So this is the table. I'm showing these SSR markers that were associated either with calcium content or seed hardness or both traits. And they're from 7 different linkage groups that is shown in different colors. And these columns here is the results of research I'm showing today. And this column here is another population I'm working with that has a difference in calcium content only. And these last two columns are for the research that has been done previously by Zhang. So I found SSR markers for calcium content from linkage group A1, A2, D1A, G, I, and J. I also confirmed previously reported QTL from linkage group A2 in both of my populations. I also confirmed calcium QTL2 in the present study. And these are SSR markers that were associated with seed hardness in my study from linkage group I, J, and M. And some of these markers were specific for... with the hardness, and these ones from linkage group J showed association with calcium content and seed hardness. And the SSR markers from linkage group M was associated with seed hardness in my study, but it was previously reported for calcium content linked with calcium QTL 3 and 4. And these three SSR markers from linkage group I was also reported previously for calcium content. And The hardness QTL that was reported previously showed association with calcium content in my study. So as we can see, some of these QTLs are specific for one trait, calcium, like in these linkage groups, or some of them are for seed hardness only, and some of them are for both traits having pleiotropic effect. As a summary for calcium, I confirmed previously reported two QTLs, calcium 1 and 2, and I also found new SSR markers from linkage groups A2, D1A, I, and J. For hardness, I found new SSR markers from linkage groups I, J, and M, total of 6. I confirmed, I identified new QTL on linkage group J, and previously reported SSR markers from linkage group I for calcium content showed association with seed hardness in my study. As an overall summary, I want to show the 6 linkage groups of soybean that have QTLs for either calcium or seed hardness or both traits. So as we see here, like linkage group A2, G, and I have QTLs for calcium content only, while linkage group J has QTL for seed hardness only. And linkage groups D1A, I, J, and M have QTLs for both traits together, which gives us an advantage if we're interested in calcium content only or seed hardness only or both traits together. So the findings of my research will be helpful for breeding for food-grade soybeans. With that, I would like to thank my advisor, Dr. Chen, and committee members, Dr. Pinto, Dr. Mason, Dr. Hijarachi, and all the members of Soybean Group from University of Arkansas and the research station personnel. So with that, if you have any questions. Well, the ones I found here, and I would say the ones I confirmed that was reported previously from different genetic background, which I confirmed here, would be more useful for marker-assisted selection. And there is another part of my research, I'm using several different populations with different genetic backgrounds. So when I confirm the QTL in different with different genetic backgrounds, if I validate, so I can offer those ones for marker-assisted selection.
For NATO, you need, I get all these mixed up. Yeah, go ahead, question.
Yeah, I noticed that your parents of your population are 2% calcium and 3% calcium.
Well, actually, these parents were chosen from like different, a lot of we had to choose from a lot of parents. Among them, these ones were with the highest calcium content and the lowest calcium content.